Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.EDU. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fared and the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 in Kansas City. July wheat opened at 465.5, up 1.5 on the open. September, 474, up 1.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 361, down 0.5 on the open. September, 379, up 2.5. December, 396.5, up 1.5. March, 410, down 1 on the open. July corn opened at 235.25, up 2.25 on the open. September, 248, up 3.5. December, 261.75, up 3.25. March, 272.25, up 2. July, 286.25, up 2.75. September, 289.5, up 2 on the open. July oats opened at 198, up 3.75 on the open. September, 196, up 2.75. July soybeans opened at 597.5, up 5 on the open. August, 604, up 4.5. September, 610.5, up 4.25. November, 625, up 4.5. January, 634, up 3.75. May, 642, up 1.5 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 180.50, up 140 on the open. August, 181.50, up 130. July soybean oil opened at 25 even, up 18 on the open. August, 25.16, up 17. At the Merck August feeders, open at 112.35, unchanged on the open. September, 111.75, down 7.5. October, 110.15, down 32.5 on the open. June live cattle opened at 80.95, unchanged on the open. August, 82.70, up 10. July lean hogs open at 75.90, up 50 on the open. August, 72.70, up 10. October, 61.60, down 2.5. December, 57.47.5, unchanged. And July bellies open at 95.60, up 150 on the open.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri-Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
Taking a quick look at the range of trading at the Chicago Board of Trade now. Wheat trading anywhere from up 1.5 to down 1, the down 1 in the July contract, the nearby. In the corn pit, trading anywhere from up 2 to up 2.5. And in soybeans, trading anywhere from down 1.5 in the red line May to up 3.75 in the September contract. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Welcome back. We missed you.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be back in the saddle again. It's been a very interesting week at the Chicago Board of Trade. I want to begin in the corn pit. July now trading at 235.25, up 2.25. Technically, Mike, this contract, a 62% retracement level from the harvest low to the main high. Looks like we had some buy orders this morning, but is that more than a dead cat bounce, and are we going to challenge the March low?
Could do it. Yeah, we could do it, Dave, and I'll be very blunt. Our tone today in the cash especially, and to a lesser degree the futures, is going to be friendly to corn, not negative. But we've got a Chicago market pricing in big corn acres and bigger corn acres and smaller bean acres for the report at the end of the month. We've got fantastic export sales again yesterday. Because of reduced competition from Argentina and China, it's starting to pay off nicely. And we've also got basis levels that are very, very wide right now. In fact, we're on the FarmDoc website this week looking at South Central Illinois, which covers from Danville all the way through Champaign. And you know, we're dealing with a 31.5-cent basis for that region. This is compared to 23 cents last year at this time, 21 cents in 04, and 20 cents in 03. So this is too wide a carry, too wide of a basis if the carryover is going to be halved, given our demand base we've built up. And I guess number fourth on our list that very few are starting to talk about or have heard much about is the hard numbers coming out now on the Chinese drought. We've got some pretty reputable people reporting that we're dealing with 20 million acres damaged in the three northern provinces of China that do have a lot of agricultural production to them. So the Chicago tone may be technicals are weak. We're going down the March low. The 200-day moving average in Dease corn at 255 and three quarters is probably going to get touched here before the report. And they're calling a market top in place in futures without new fundamentals. We would say fair enough, but we're going to go back to value levels, and we do not sell cash here.
Well, then what do we do here?
You stand aside. I think our mindset, Dave, is going to stick with what we've been promoting the last, you know, 2.5, 3 months, is that when you step over into the bean pits, you've got a lot of reasons why beans can go up. You've got a lot of reasons why beans can go down. The cash basis in beans also is very, very wide compared to last year. In fact, I got a good client in Pontiac called in this morning, and he's dealing with $1.10 to $1.05 in price differential for October-November beans versus last year at this time. I guess our mindset is let's buy the puts because we think we're pricing in smaller bean acres right here, right now. And if we break out of the range, and we're not just the only ones saying this, our Chicago contacts are saying this as well, that if you break this trading range affair from the $6.35 to $6 level, break the technicals, you would probably build a case where you would move 50 to 70 cents in that direction of where you broke the technicals out of. And so our mindset is let's buy the puts, sell no cash in beans going into the report and be on the sidelines in corn and wait for a wheat post-harvest bounce here to lead the corn up.
All things being equal then, if you take the Informa numbers at face value, well, you can suppose you can make a case for that soybean rally to the upside out of that 585-610 range.
That's exactly right. I mean, we stress this very much with our clients, Dave. This is not just something that we are. I can give you 7 or 8 strong issues that would promote a dollar higher bean market from here, and a strong issue that would say between now and October you're going to be a dollar lower. And so it really is that simple at this point. And we feel like the 580 puts in November are very good value. They're not far out of the money. And they could be 75 to 80 cents in the money by October 30th when these options are expired. And then you're dealing with borderline LDP again. And so these puts, even if you don't sell the cash and you buy these puts, even with a poor cash market, you can do well in these puts, we believe, especially if you come back around and add some LDP to it.
All right. Let's turn our attention then to the wheat market in Kansas City, December. Now 394 and a half. That's down a half. The March at 409 and a half, down 1.5. I want to go take a look at the technicals, though, in the July wheat in Kansas City. It looks like we're getting right on that long trend technical line. Given all things that we're seeing with the harvest, is that line going to hold?
Well, the 50-day moving average is the key here. We're right on it, as you say, at 460, 465 area. This is a number that needs to hold, but if it doesn't, then the market can look for the 425 level for the next technical stop. And if you would talk to Chicago, you would say we are going down on a weak demand. And you also had kind of a reversal of fortune from last night in the outside markets. We came out with the current account number for the fourth quarter of 05. It narrowed from 7% of GDP to 6.4% of GDP. That was a very big surprise to the outside markets. That firmed the dollar up. You've got a harvest Friday on your hands as well with wheat. So you've probably got a tough road to hoe here going into the end of the day. But at the end of the day, the big question we have in our minds, are we going to see buying come in on oversold conditions and the likelihood that we're going to be at 50% harvested on Monday's USDA report for the hard red winter? And that's something that we really are watching for because there's a pretty good possibility that's going to happen, in our opinion, just because of how oversold we are. So that's where that moving average line comes in, Dave. I think if we're above that moving average line after lunchtime, you might get some specs to come in and buy this stuff all over again, much like they have done in the copper, the platinum, the gold. The specs have come back into these markets, and so wheat would be probably one of the first on their list to come back in as well.
A break of that 50-day moving average, might we eventually then test 426, the April low, and then perhaps bounce off that and test the April high?
Exactly right, and that's where the wheat could become a trading range market, and it doesn't do much good for corn, but it also doesn't do much bad for corn. There's been speculation that we've been seeing the wheat being sold off and the corn being bought back on the spreads, and that's made the markets very jittery this week. We'd like to get that all cleaned up and have a straight-on, cash-led, basis-led market. You know, one of the things about the supply side, a soft red winter, everybody's made a big deal about the demand, and it's true. It's not that good, but we've been talking talking about that for 3 months. And the production numbers USDA gives us, a soft red winter at 357 versus 309 last year and 380 in 04-05, that's not a bad number. It's not a huge burdensome number that we can't work off of. And so that's something where, again, it goes back to the value level, similar to corn. At some point, that number you're talking about, 425, that is a value level in Kansas City, in our opinion.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Have a great day, Dave.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
On AM 580, we can devote more time to programming because you, our listeners, value it and support it with your dollars. This is listener-supported radio, and right now you can help us raise the $136,000 still needed to meet our June 30th membership goal. If you're online, point your browser to willpledge.org and make a credit card contribution. Thank you.
You're listening to WILO Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.